complaints from the wife.
If you complain, you will become a complainer. If anyone comes to me complaining about someone, I consider him to be the guilty party. Why has an occasion arisen for him to complain? Most complainers are usually the perpetrators. Being the wrongdoer himself, he comes to complain. If you complain, you will become the complainer, and the other person will be the accused. In his eyes, you become the accuser. So never make a complaint against anyone. If the other person is multiplying the conflict by complaints and discord, you should use division and try to achieve peace by settling the matter with equanimity. To spend time thinking about why a person caused you hurt is a grave mistake. If you bump into a wall, why do you not get angry with the wall? Everyone that comes to collide with you is like the wall or a tree. When a cow steps on your foot, do you get angry and start fighting with it? It should be the same with people also. How does the Gnani Purush forgive everyone? He knows that all the people are like the wall and the tree. They do not understand, and the one who does have the understanding will not need to be told. Those who have the understanding will immediately start their pratikraman. What do you do when your husband insults you? Do you start a claim against him?
No, that is not right.
Then what do you do? Do you go to bed saying, "I bless you"? Or do you keep cursing him in your mind? Generally, there's a lot of hostility from within. If a beautiful sari in a shop catches her eye, she will have a gloomy face when she comes home. You may ask yourself why she looks so unhappy. If you ask her why she is gloomy, she will tell you that she is lost in her thoughts over the sari. The only way to break the frown on her face is to buy her the sari. Until then, all kinds of subtle discord will continue in the home. This is not how married life should be. The wife may say to you, "I don't like the design of our sofas. The sofa your friend has is much nicer." You ask, "You don't like our sofa anymore?" She will reply, "No. Since I saw the other ones, I like them better." So now you buy her the sofa just like your friends. But say that your child accidentally makes a cut into the sofa, and when she sees the cut, she acts as if her soul has been cut. Children will cause damage, will they not? They even jump on the sofa, don't they? When they jump on the sofa, she may cry out like they are jumping on her chest. This is all moh, that is attachment. This moh will eat you alive and cause you to suffer. This whole life of yours will be wasted away on such trivial things. Now, I am telling all the ladies not to go shopping. They need to put a stop to all their shopping sprees. Just because you have the money? Why do you buy things if you do not need to? It is all useless. Should you not be spending the money on something worthwhile? If someone has a hardship in his family and they do not have any money, wouldn't it be nice to give them $50 or $100? Why throw money away unnecessarily over things that create problems at home?
Then the women throw terrible tantrums. They get crabby.
Men too throw terrible tantrums. Even I threw a terrible tantrum once, don't you know? There are not a lot of tantrums nowadays. What is the purpose of throwing a tantrum? People throw tantrums because they want to have things their own way. By throwing a tantrum, they intimidate and coerce the other person to give in or to make them act according to what they want.
Why is it that in every situation, the women are blamed and not the men?
For women, it is like this. The men used to control the laws, so the women have been victimized. Men have written most of the books, and so the importance has been given to the husband. Women have not been given any recognition. These people have done away with any importance of women. Now, the men have also suffered in the process. These very men will be the ones who will go to hell. From here, they go directly to hell. This is not so for women. They are spontaneous and natural by nature. They are not as awakened in spiritual matters as men are. The consequences they suffer are not as severe because of their nature.
How long should one go on tolerating things?
Tolerance makes one stronger.
So does that mean one just has to go on tolerating?
Instead of tolerating, it is better to think about things. Bring about a solution by thinking things through. It is wrong to tolerate. When there is too much tolerance, one bounces back like a loaded spring, and when that happens, it creates chaos in the household. Tolerance is like a spring. One should not exert pressure on a spring at any time. When you are dealing with other people, it is okay to an extent to use the spring. But as far as people in your own home are concerned, you should not exert any pressure on the spring. What will happen if you tolerate the people within your house? The spring will bounce back.
What should be the limit for tolerance?
You should only be tolerant to a certain extent. You must then contemplate the facts involved. If you think profoundly, you will then come to realize the causes behind all the problems. If you just tolerate without thinking, the spring will bounce back. Therefore, it is necessary to think. It is when one does not think that he has to tolerate. If you think, then you will understand where the mistakes lie. That will bring about a solution. There is tremendous power within. Tremendous power. Whatever strength you ask for will be granted. Unfortunately, people do not look for that strength within. Instead, they look for it on the outside. What strength is there on the outside? It is because of tolerance that every household has disputes. People go around believing, "Look, how much I have to tolerate." A solution has to be brought about by thinking things through. All events that come your way are nature's creations. So how will you escape them? If you want to settle your vengeances from your past lives and avoid creating new ones in your lives to come, you need to find a way out. The purpose of this current life is to unravel all revengeful ties from your previous life. You do this by settling all matters with equanimity with everyone. Then your children will have such good upbringing.
My friend has asked this question. Her husband is always getting angry with her. What is the reason behind this?
That is good. It is better that her husband, as opposed to others, gets angry. After all, he is one of your own. What do these blacksmiths do when they have a piece of steel they want to bend? They heat it. And when it becomes bright red with heat, they hammer it so that it will bend. It can then be molded into any shape desired. This example is applicable to human beings as well. If one gets hot, he becomes weak. The angrier he is, the weaker he becomes, making him more vulnerable to change. When he is weak, it takes little effort for the wife to reform him in a way that is to her liking.
Reform him into what, Dada? What does she do with him once he is under her control?
She can reform him however she pleases. She can turn her husband into a parrot. He will repeat whatever she says. He can become just like a parrot. But people do not know how to utilize their abilities. All these are weaknesses in people. To get angry is a weakness. If, while you were walking, a stone fell from the top of a building and hit you on the head, would you get angry?
No, that just happens.
No. But why is it that you do not get angry in this situation? Because you do not see anyone involved here.
No one has thrown the stone on purpose.
Therefore, we do have control over our anger. Once we know that no one has thrown the stone on purpose, we are able to control our anger. The control is definitely there. However, people say, "Anger overcomes me." That is wrong. Say that was true, why then do you remain calm in certain situations and get mad in other situations? If a policeman gets angry with you, why do you not get angry at him in return? You get angry with your wife, with your children, with the neighbors, and with those who work under you. But why don't you get angry with your boss? Anger does not overcome a man. It all occurs because he wants to do everything according to his own wishes.
Whether it is at home or amongst friends, when things do not go according to our plan, due to differences of opinions, why do we get angry? What should we do about that?
What would happen if everyone tried to do things according to their expectations? How can one even afford to think like this? You should immediately realize that if everyone tried to do things their way, there would be nothing but chaos and conflict. At no point in time should you try to do things according to your expectations. If you do not have any expectations, you will never be disappointed. Having no expectations means that there isn't any need to fulfill anything. He who has needs has expectations.
What are we to do if, no matter how silent we remain, the men continue to get angry?
When he gets angry and you want to start a quarrel, then you too should get angry. Otherwise, you should put an end to it. If you want to stop the film, then remain calm. If you do not want to stop the film, then carry on fighting all night long. Who is preventing you? Do you like such films?
No, I don't like such films.
What is the use of getting angry? It is not the person who is getting angry. It is the alteration of the mechanical adjustment that initiates anger. That is, the physical complex of thoughts, speech, and actions that was charged in the past life. He himself is not getting angry. Later on, he regrets his anger.
What is the solution to calm him down?
When a machine gets hot, you have to let it cool down. If you leave it alone for a little while, it will eventually cool down. But if you disturb it or prod it, you will get burned.
My husband and I get into quarrels and verbal tiffs. What should we do?
Who gets angry first, you or him?
He does, but then later on, I do too.
You have to scold yourself from within. Ask yourself why you are behaving in such a manner, and then remind yourself that in the end, you will have to suffer the consequences of your actions. With pratikraman, all the transgression will be erased. Otherwise, all the pushing and shoving you do will come back to bother you. Things will lose their intensity with pratikraman.